It's a great honor to be here with you this morning.
今天早上在这里和大家能够在一起，感到非常的荣幸。
I was very blessed to be in the midst of your worship and your prayers. It's encouraging to know that I'm in the midst of brothers and sisters who are Christ-centered and gospel-centered.
在弟兄姐妹当中听到弟兄姐妹的祷告，听到大家的赞美，大家以耶稣基督为中心，让我非常感到非常的，我自己感到非常的受激励。
And my name is Joseph Lissardo, and I'm here from Bread of Life Fellowship. We meet in Wayne, New Jersey.
我的名字叫做约瑟夫，巴拉巴拉。我们的教会在 Wayne.
And the brothers and sisters there greet you.
那里的弟兄姐妹向大家问候。
And we again are blessed to be here with you.
来到这里，大家跟大家同在，感到非常的蒙神的祝福。
Particularly, I'm blessed to be here in the city of Newark, where in the past there were great revivals.
特别是来到 Newark 这地方，在过去曾经非常得到复兴，这也是一个祝福。
I'm sure right here within these walls, the gospel has been preached, and to know that this building is being used for the glory of Christ in this city is a wonderful thing.
能够知道在这个教会，就在这个聚集的地方，在这个墙里面曾经有福音传开，这是非常非常大的是真的是非常一件荣幸的事。
And we often, we monthly come to the city of Newark to preach the gospel in the streets of Market Street, and we often pray for this city.
我们那个时候每个月都到这里来，都到 Newark 这个地方，在 Market Street 那边传福音。
This morning I want to share with you from Paul's epistle to the Corinthians, the first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 15.
今天上午跟大家分享哥林多前书保罗的这封书信哥林多前书第十五章
where Paul is going to make clear the gospel.
保罗将福音讲得非常的清楚。
So, if you would turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we're going to look at the first five verses together this morning.
请大家一起翻开哥林多前书第十五章，今天上午我们一同来看前五节。
And let's pray.
我们先祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word. We ask that you would speak to the hearts of your people.
父啊，我们感谢为你的话，我们感谢你，愿你对你的子民的心说话。
We thank you that you have not remained silent, but you have made your will known to us.
我们谢谢你，你没有沉默，你乃是让你的让我们知道主你自己的旨意。
That you have given us a holy word that you honor even above your own name.
你甚至用你自己的名将你圣洁的话赐给我们。
And it is a word that we can trust.
这是我们可以信靠的话。
We ask you, Lord, to open up our ears to hear and our eyes to see.
我们求你开我们的心，让我们能够听见；开我们的眼，让我们能够看见。
And our hearts to receive all that you have for us today.
让我们的心能够领受今天你为我们预备的一切。
We thank you for speaking to us in your word in Jesus' name.
谢谢你借着你的话对我们说话，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I'm sure you've all heard the phrase, I have good news and bad news for you. Which do you want to hear first?
我相信大家都知道，我既有好消息也有坏消息，大家要先听哪一个呢？
Now, I'm the kind of person who likes to hear the bad news first. I like the good news after the bad news.
我这种人呢，是比较喜欢先听呢坏消息，然后呢再听好消息。
How many are like that? You want to hear when someone has good news and bad news, you want to hear the bad news first. You want to get that over with.
有多少人是这样呢？如果既有好消息也有坏消息，你想先听坏消息，然后好消息。
Well, I have very good news. The gospel means good news. I have very good news for you this morning.
今天上午呢，我有一个非常非常好的消息，就是福音。福音就是好消息。
But I have to tell you some bad news first.
但是我要先告诉你们坏消息。
And that bad news is that one day there will be a tombstone with your name on it.
这个坏消息就是有一天有一个坟墓上面刻着你的名字。
And underneath that tombstone, your body is going to be subject to to rot and decay under the bacteria and microorganisms that are in the ground.
那么在这个石碑的下面，你的身体因着朽坏，因着各种蛀虫，有一天会彻底的朽坏。
Now that's not a pleasant thought, but it is something that we have to come to grips with.
这不是令人喜悦的想法，但是呢，是我们每个人都必须面对的。
That's the bad news.
这是坏消息。
The good news, the gospel, the word in Greek is euangelion.
那么好消息就是福音在在希腊文叫做
Greek euangelion in Greek
euangelion
means good news.
就是好消息的意思。
You might ask the question, well, what is good about dying? What good news can there be about death?
你会问死怎么能够成为好消息？
And the answer is, to the believer in Jesus Christ, death is good news, and it is good news for one reason.
对于耶稣基督的信徒来讲，死是一个好消息，其中的原因就是
the resurrection.
复活是唯一的原因。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul opens up the doctrine of the resurrection to us.
在哥林多前书第15章，保罗向我们讲了这个复活的道理。
The good news is that all who love Christ will rise from the dead.
好消息就是一切信耶稣的要从死里复活。
This is the promise of God's word.
这是神话的应许。
As Christians, we do not look to one day be reincarnated into something else.
我们这些基督徒，我们不是等死。
But after death, we will live forever in physical, literal bodies that are like Christ's glorified body.
我们死了以后，我们是确实、确确实实的有一个身体，这个身体让我们像耶稣基督身体一样，让我们永远活着。
This is our hope, and this is what makes our faith, this is what makes Christianity unique.
这就是我们的信心，这是我们的盼望，这是使我们的信仰，这就是为什么我们的信仰是独特的。
And the resurrection is what makes Jesus Christ different from all others. It makes Jesus different from Buddha, Krishna, Muhammad.
耶稣基督复活是耶稣基督使他成为和所有其他的人都不一样，和佛教不一样，和穆罕默德也不一样。
Because all of these people died and are buried, and right now their bodies are corrupting in the earth.
所有这些人，他们死了，他们的身体在泥土之下，他们也他们的身体彻底朽坏了。
But to the Christian,
但是对基督徒来说
，death has no sting because Christ rose from the dead.
死亡没有毒钩，因为耶稣基督从死里复活。
And as I heard someone pray earlier, because Christ rose, we also will rise.
刚才我听到有弟兄祷告说，因着基督复活了，所以我们都要复活。
And this is unbelievably good news.
这实在是不难以置信的好消息。
During his life, Jesus said, "Because I live, you will live also."
耶稣基督在的时候，他说，因我活着，你们也要活着。
So his resurrection is the guarantee for your resurrection if you are in Christ.
他的复活就保证一切在耶稣基督里的都要复活。
So let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and again, we'll just look at the first five verses together today.
今天我们一起来看哥林多前书第十五章的前五节。
1 Corinthians 15 verses 1 through 5.
哥林多前书十五章一到五节。
Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, in which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you, as first importance, what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures,that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then the 12.
弟兄们，我现今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。
Paul is going to talk about the resurrection of the body, but before he does, he wants to make sure that we understand the most important message, the gospel.
保罗呢, 是要跟我们讲, 这耶稣基督, 啊, 身体的复活, 但是在讲这个之前, 他要先确定我们能够明白他所传的福音。
His ultimate goal in this chapter is to teach all Christians that we will rise from the dead.
他这一章他最终的目的是要教导基督徒说有一天我们都要从死里复活。
But as Paul often does, he begins his argument in an area where there is agreement among all Christians.
像保罗通常一样,他在讲一件事情之前呢, 他首先讲的是大家都看见,从大家都看到的那一点出发。
And this is Christ's death for sin and his glorious resurrection.
那就是耶稣基督他为众人的罪死了,并且在荣耀里复活。
This is at the very core of our faith.
这是我们信心的中核心。
It is through faith in Christ and his death and his resurrection that we are saved as Christians.
我们基督徒是因着信他死了并且从死里复活而得救。
These matters are non-debatable, non-negotiable among Christians.
在基督堂中这一点是毫无疑问的。
So he begins his words with this way. He says, Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel.
所以呢,他开始的时候呢,是这样讲,我要提醒你们这个福音。
And how we need to hear the gospel, brothers and sisters.
是,以及你们怎样听到这福音。
So that there is no misunderstanding about the message that we need to believe in order to be raised when we die.
所以呢,我们就不会误解这个信息,就是当我们死的时候会要复活这个信息。
So if nothing else today, I want us to come away with a better understanding, a better definition of the gospel.
所以呢,今天希望大家借着这个信息能够更清楚地明白福音的定义是什么。
So if I were to ask you today, what is the gospel? What would your answer be? What is the gospel?
如果现在我问大家,福音是什么,你会怎么回答呢?
Some of you might answer that, well, the gospel is that God will forgive my sin if I repent and believe in Him.
有人或许会说,福音就是当我悔改的时候,神会赦免我的罪。
And certainly that is a benefit of the gospel. Forgiveness is a benefit of the gospel.
当然,被赦免是福音的一个好处。
Some Christians would say that the gospel is that there is a God-shaped hole in your heart that only Jesus Christ can fill.
还有的基督徒会说,福音乃是呢,神在你的心里面造了一个空处,只有基督能够填满。
For others, the gospel is that God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life.
对另外的人说,福音就是神在你身上为你的太太有一个美妙的计划。
We can ask 100 Christians in this room what the gospel is and probably come up with about 50 different ideas.
也许我们当中有100个基督徒的话,可能会有50种答案。
Let me give you a few ideas that come from various authors and as to what the gospel is.
我先跟大家介绍呢,有一些作者他们是怎样来定义福音的。
So that we would understand what the gospel is not before we get into what the gospel is.
所以让我们在知道福音是什么之前,先知道福音不是什么。
One idea comes from the emergent church.
其中呢,有一个说法呢,是从Emergent Church.
This is something that you should be aware of. It's a movement that's in the church today.
大家应该知道,因为这是当今在教会中的一种运动。
That is particularly captivating many of our youth.
特别是呢,今天很多青少年被这种思想所俘虏。
This is the gospel according to the Emergent Church.
他们的福音乃是这样。Brian
McLaren writes, The message of Jesus may well be called the most revolutionary of all time.
一个叫做 Brian McLaren 的,他这样总结这个福音,他说, 耶稣的信息啊，可以称为耶稣基督的信息可以成为最最在历史历代以来最为革命化的信息。
The radical and revolutionary empire of God is here, advancing by reconciliation and peace, expanding by faith, hope, and love.
讲到呢，这个剧烈的神的这个剧烈的啊革命的国度已经在这里，它呢是。它能够使人与神和好，能够和平，并且呢，借着信心、盼望和爱，能够进一步得到扩展。
Beginning with the poorest, the weakest, the meekest, and the least.
这个福音呢，乃是从最贫穷、最卑微和最小的人开始。
The kingdom is moving forward not through aggression, but through kindness and compassion.
那么，神的国度不断的向前，不是借着不是呢，啊，不是大步的向前，乃是借着啊仁慈和怜悯。
Now, what you should notice in McLaren's definition of the gospel,
那么从这样的定义当中，你应当知道
，is that there is no mention of Christ,
没有提到基督
，no mention of his death,
没有提到他的死。
No mention of his resurrection.
没有提到他的复活。
It is all about a message that is bringing a kingdom.
讲到的只是一个国度的福音。
And a revolution.
以及呢革命。
The gospel is not about the transformation of culture.
福音不是要改变一个文化。
We hear a lot these days about the gospel transforming the culture.
今天我们听到很多的说法，就是福音要将文化改变。
And that an effective gospel message will eventually win over the multitude.
那么有效的福音将要啊赢得众人。
By transforming the culture.
借通过文化的改变。
Now, brothers and sisters, we believe that one day God will recreate this earth in a new heaven and a new earth.
弟兄姐妹，我们相信有一天神在新天新地当中会重新建造这个世界。
We believe that his people will dwell in perfect harmony and God will reconcile all things.
相信神的子民呢要跟神同住，有啊完全的和谐。
We believe that we will live in a completely transformed culture composed entirely of God'sperfect people dwelling in a new heaven and a new earth.
我们相信呢，有一天我们会住在一个啊完美的环境中，是神自己所创造的环境。
But that occurs when this present system passes away.
但是呢，乃是在这个现在的这个世界过去之后。
When all things become new.
当一切都变成新的。
The gospel is not primarily a message of social transformation.
福音它不是主要的要改变这个社会的
but it brings the kingdom of God invisibly in the hearts of men
乃是将神的国度带到人的心里面，这是看不见的
as we repent and believe it
当我们悔改并且相信的时候
now any transformation of the culture
任何文化的改变
that does occur as a result of the gospel
如果是因着福音而产生的
occurs because our hearts are changed
乃是因为我们心先改变了
that individuals' hearts are hearts of stone are taken out and hearts of flesh are put in
乃是我们这个个人我们的实心变成了肉心
the gospel is not about a kingdom that's coming in society but a kingdom of the heart
福音不是说这个国度进入了这个社会呢，是因着这个国度进入人心。
Here's another example from N.T. Wright.
另外一个例子呢，就是 N.T. White.
He writes, "Good news, God is becoming king, and He's doing it through Jesus."
他讲说，这是一个好消息，神成为王，并且呢。他借着耶稣基督成就这件事。
God's justice, God's peace, God's world is going to be renewed.
神的公义、神的和平、神的世界，现在啊，已经重新出现了。
Again, there is a false notion of the gospel here.
这也是一个错误的福音。
What these modern authors claim,
这些现代的人他们所宣告的
is that the gospel that we believe as Christians,
我们基督徒所信的福音
which is simply the death and resurrection of Christ,
直至是耶稣基督的死和复活
what we just celebrated today at the Lord's table,
今天我们在擘饼聚会当中我们所纪念
is too simple,
他们认为太简单
They would tell us that this idea
他们说这样想,
of the gospel being about God and man, Christ and response,
这样的福音,神和人,耶稣基督和我们的回应,
or the problem of sin and the solution that the cross brings,
以及呢,罪的问题和十字架带来的解决,
is too small and too simple,
太小太简单了,
and that Jesus had a bigger idea as to what the kingdom of God is.
耶稣基督讲到的啊，神的国要远远大过这些。
Don't be fooled by this.
不要上当。
Jesus did speak about the kingdom of God.
耶稣基督确实讲到神的国。
But he spoke about it coming into the hearts of men.
乃是讲到这个国是进入人的心里。
We see that also the Apostle Paul preached a very simple gospel message.
我们也看到使徒保罗讲的非常简单的福音。
And it is a message that has not changed in 2,000 years.
2000年从来没有改变。
You ask the question, well, isn't the gospel power?
那么你会问，这福音的能力在哪里？
Yes, the gospel is power, but it is not a political power. It is not a social power.
福音是一个大能，但不是政治的大能，不是社会的大能。
But it is the power of God unto salvation to those who believe.
乃是神借着拯救向一切信的人所显现的大能。
Secondly, the gospel is not about God's unconditional love.
第二点，福音也不是神无条件的爱。
Many say that that's the gospel, that God loves everyone unconditionally.
有人说，神无条件的爱着每一个人，这就是福音。
Listen to the words of Joel Osteen.
有一个叫 Joel Osteen, 他这样说。
He says, the good news, or the gospel is,
他说,福音乃是,
God wants to show you his incredible favor.
神要向你显明他不可置信的偏爱。
He wants to fill your life with new wine.
他要用新酒充满你的生活。
But you have to be willing to get rid of your old wineskins.
但是呢你要先愿意放弃你的放弃你的舅舅。
He asks, will you start thinking bigger? Will you enlarge your vision and get rid of those old negative mindsets that hold you back?
你是否愿意开始你是否愿意更开始扩充你的思想？你是否愿意扩充你的意向，并且呢，放弃你过去的那些负面的各样的想法，使你呢，使你个后退，使你没有办法前行的各样的想法。
Now we listen to that, and it sounds good to our ears, but is that really the gospel?
我们听到这些的时候，听上去很好听，但是这是真实的福音吗？
If you go up to someone and say, God loves you, have you shared the gospel with them?
如果你对别人说神爱你，你确实是在分享福音吗？
Does God love everyone unconditionally when Psalm 7 verse 11 says he is angry at the wicked every day?
那么当诗篇第七篇十一节告诉我们说神向着那些作恶的人每天都发怒的时候，你能够跟人说他无条件的爱每一个人吗？
Again, take notice of Osteen's words, no mention of Christ, his death, or his resurrection.
刚才我们所引的那个人说的话，大家再想想，他没有提到基督，没有讲到他的死，没有讲到他的复活。
So the gospel is not about God's unconditional love, nor is it about enhancing your life.
福音也不是讲到神无条件的爱，并且呢来扩充你的生活。
The last example I want to give you that the gospel is not, and that is that the gospel is not Christ as our moral example.
最后一点呢，就是讲到福音也不是基督成为我们道德的典范。
Listen to the words of Rob Bell. He writes, as a Christian, trying to orient myself around living a particular kind of way, the way that Jesus taught is possible.
Rob Bell, 他曾经这样说，作为一个基督徒，作为一个使徒，让我啊，一个将我自己按照一种特殊的方式来生活的人，按照就是耶稣基督所教导我们的那种可能的方式来生活的人。
The first Christians announced this way of Jesus as the good news.
第一批基督徒就这样啊，曾经宣告这样的生活就是呢啊，就是耶稣基督的什么
？What he's saying is that it's good news to tell people that you can live like Christ.
这个好消息就是你可以。像耶稣基督一样生活。
This moral gospel,
这种道德的福音
is the very gospel that practically killed the church in Europe in the 19th century.
就是呢，在十八世纪是在欧洲的教会他们彻底灭亡的福音。
This idea that the death and resurrection of Christ mean nothing but only Christ's example is what's important.
耶稣基督的死和复活没有任何意义，乃是只有耶稣基督这个道德的榜样才有意义。
Is the very reason churches are empty in Europe today?
就是呢，在欧洲的教会今天啊，今天变为一个空的教会的原因。
And church buildings have been taken over by Muslims and radical Islam and have been changed into mosques.
这也就是为什么耶稣基督的教会的啊建筑呢，今天。被穆斯林他们成为穆斯林他们的清真寺。
Where in the Bible does it teach us that it is possible to live the way that Jesus did, a perfect life?
福音告诉我们说，但是啊，我们真的是在福音当中，耶稣基督哪里说？我们可以啊，像他那样的生活。
Try to understand what I'm saying here. It's not good news to go up to an unregenerate person who does not have the Holy Spirit.
对一个还没有重生的人，你不可能到他那里。他还没有圣灵的时候，你不可能到他那里说。
And tell them, okay, you live like Christ.
跟他讲，你要像基督一样的生活。
When they have no power to.
当他们没有能力的时候。
Because they don't have a new heart and they don't have the Holy Spirit.
因为他们没有一个新造的心，没有圣灵。
That is not good news.
就不是福音。
Well, if the gospel is not these things, what is the gospel then?
如果福音不是这些，那么福音是什么呢？
Look again at verses 1 and 2 of chapter 15.
我们再来看。第十五章第一节和第二节。
Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain.
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。
What does this tell us? What is Paul telling us the gospel is here?
保罗在这里告诉我们福音是什么呢？
Well, first, a few things. First, the gospel is preached, he says.
有几件事，第一件呢，是讲到说，所传，这个福音已经传给你们。
Which means the gospel is a message that comes in words.
讲到呢，福音乃是呢，一个信息，是借着话所传给你们信息。
Romans chapter 10 tells us that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
罗马书第十章说，啊，信是从听到来的，听到是从神的话来的。
Salvation comes as we open up our mouths and preach the word.
是当我们把我们的嘴打开来传讲神的话的时候，这样的救恩，这个时候救恩才临到。
Every nation and culture where Satan gains a stronghold in the government,
那么在每一个国家，在每一个政府，当撒旦掌权的时候，
the first thing they do
他们做的第一件事
is to clamp down on evangelism and stop the gospel message from going forth.
乃是呢，不让呢传福音。
This is because the power of God and salvation comes through the message preached.
因为神的能力救恩是借着传道而来的。
Romans 10 makes it clear.
罗马书第十章非常清楚地告诉我们。
How shall they believe who they have not heard? How shall they hear unless someone preaches?
如果他们没有听见，怎么能够信呢？如果没有人传，他们怎么能够听见呢？
So the gospel is something preached, number one.
第一件呢，福音乃是传出。
Number two, the gospel must be received. It must be embraced as true.
第二呢，福音必须要接受，并且呢，要用心来接受。
This here in verse 1 is in the past tense.
第一节用的是过去时态。
So it is something that we have done as Christians. We have received the gospel. If you're a Christian today, it's because you have received the message. You've believed the message.
这是讲到过去时，讲到你如果是一个基督徒，是因为你已经接受了这个信息，你接受了福音。
So the gospel is a message, but then it requires our response in belief of that message.
福音是一个信息，但是它需要我们能够接受，我们能够回应。
The Apostle Peter said it this way, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
使徒彼得乃是说你要信这个福音你就得救。
So the gospel is a message, but it is received by faith.
福音是一个信息，但是要用信心来接受。
As you hear about Christ's death for your sins,
当你听到基督为你的罪死。
As you hear about His powerful resurrection,
当你听到他大能的复活。
What then is your answer to that?
你的回应是什么？
Are you trusting in that? Are you believing that?
你是否相信呢？
I would ask you, have you trusted Christ and His finished work on the cross and His death for your sin.
你是否相信耶稣基督他在十字架上所成就的工作，他为你的罪死呢？
If not, then God's command to you is to repent and believe the gospel.
如果不是的话，神要你要悔改信福音。
For that is the way that God has made for you to be saved.
这是神让你得救的方法。
So the gospel is preached, the gospel is received,Also in verse 1, then the gospel is something upon which we stand.
福音是传的，是我们所接受的，同样在第一节也说是我们所靠着得以站立的。
And that's in the present tense.
用的是现在时。
You are presently standing in the gospel.
现在我们是现在站在福音上。
The gospel is not just something you believe once.
福音不是说你过去信一次。
But it's something that you continue to believe.
乃是你持续不断的相信。
After our time of salvation, after we are born again, we continue to believe the gospel.
在我们得救，在我们重生之后，我们要继续的信福音。
Also in verse 2, it says, the gospel by which you are being saved.
第二节说，那你们因你啊，你们那得救的福音。
It reminds us there's a present tense there. It's the present tense in Greek.
这里面讲到的呢，还是现代时。
And this reminds us that salvation is continuing, that God is, that though we are saved when we believed, God is continually saving us.
这个拯救，神的拯救是不断的，不单单是我们得救的时候，神救了我们，而且现在持续不断的拯救我们。
As we continue to trust the gospel,
当我们不断的相信福音。
So it's not a temporary belief. It's not, well, I believed on Jesus when I was 5 years old and haven't followed him since then.
不是呢一个暂时的相信，比如说我五岁的时候我信了耶稣，后来我就不再跟从他。
That saves us, but a continuing belief that saves us.
我们福音救了我们，我们要相信他不断的拯救我们。
Again, if you look at, I believe it's in verse 2,It says, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. That's two or three. If you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believe in vain.
若你们若能以持守我传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。
This shows us that there is a vain faith.
告诉我们说呢，有一些无效的信心。
A professed faith with my mouth.
只不过是嘴里面相信，嘴里面承认。
That never really changed my life.
但是没有真正改变我的生命。
So perseverance in faith is essential.
所以呢，信心里面的持守是基本的。
Now this does not suggest that we cannot be assured of our salvation.
这并不是说我们对我们的救恩没有把握。
The scripture is very clear that we can be sure of our salvation when we're trusting Christ.
圣经里面非常清楚地告诉我们，当我们信耶稣的时候，我们对这个救恩是有把握的。
But the scripture has a balance.
但是经文是平衡的。
Between assurance and presumption.
就是确信和持守。
We can be assured of our salvation.
我们可以确信我们得救了。
Unless the manner in which we are living our lives would suggest that we don't believe.
除非呢，我们生活的方式告诉我们说我们没有信。
If you wake up every other day of the week but Sunday.
如果呢，我们这一个礼拜早上，除了礼拜天哈，我们早上醒来的时候。
And you live out your days 6 days a week.And never think of Christ.
我们六天之中从来没有想到基督。
Not one thought of him.
从来没有一念的一个想过一次。
Not one prayer.
没有一次祷告。
Never acknowledging God.
从来没有承认神。
Never thinking of Christ.
从来没有想到基督。
Then don't fool yourself.
不要欺骗自己。
Coming to church on Sunday does not make you a Christian.
礼拜天来教会不能使你成为基督徒。
The Christian must remain in Christ and continually trust Christ.
基督徒必须活在主里面，必须不断地相信基督。
Not that we won't have times where our faith is upset or we might have questions in our mind.
这不是说呢，我们不是，不，这不是说我们生活当中我们或者没有疑问。
But overall, there is this continuing resting upon Christ and knowing that He has finished the work.
乃是说我们一直住在不断的住在主里面，知道他为我们所成就的。
I think these words should cause us, though, to examine our faith, to know what it is that we are resting in, to know what it is that we are believing.
所以这些神的这些话乃是提醒我们，我们是否信这些话，我们是否在这些话上能够得到安息。
Because if you're trusting in the fact that you once prayed a prayer when you were young,
如果呢，当你还小的时候，你有这个祷告，你现在还相信的话，
or you're trusting in the fact that you were baptized,
或者呢，你啊，受洗的时候你所相信的，
as important as baptism is,
像啊，受洗这样重要的事，
it does not mean that you are going to heaven when you die,
并不能保证你死的时候能够上天堂。
It is continual trust in the gospel.
乃是你不断地相信福音。
So you ask yourself today, what are you trusting in?
所以今天问问自己，你所信的是什么？
If I were to come up and interview each of you and say, what is it that you're trusting in for your salvation?
如果我问你们每一个人，你对你的得救，你所信的是什么？
Will you say to me, well, I prayed a prayer in VBS when I was 8 years old?
你能够跟我说你八岁的时候在 VBS 因为你做了那个祷告吗？
Or will you say, I think I'm a pretty good person?
还是说你觉得自己是一个很好的人？
Or I keep the Ten Commandments, or I was baptized?
还是说我受洗之后我能够啊遵守十诫？
All of those are no basis for genuine salvation.
这些对于真实的得救来讲都没有实在的根基。
Many make a temporary profession of Christ.
有很多人，他们呢只是暂时的承认了基督。
But then the things of the world attract them.
那当世界的压力来到的时候。
And turn them away from following him.
他们不再跟从主。
Many come to Christ and even appear to continue to follow Christ for a season.
还有一些人，他们好像呢跟从了主很长时间。
They might even attend church and partake of the Lord's Supper.
他们来到教会也领用主的饼杯。
They may outwardly look like a Christian.
从外面看他们像基督徒一样。
But in fact, not be one.
但是却不是。
So friends, please hear this.
请注意听。
Jesus said in the day of judgment, that many will call him Lord, Lord. But he said, I never knew you. And he will cast them from his presence, even though they are calling him Lord. So make your calling sure.
所以呢, 你要呼叫主的时候, 你要确定,
lest you believe in vain.
所以你不至于空信。
Examine what you love. Examine your thoughts. If there's no love for Christ,
要检查你的心, 检查你的思想, 如果你没有爱主,
no interest in the things of God,
如果对主的事, 你不关心,
then don't be fooled.
不要自欺,
repent and believe the gospel.
要悔改信福音。
God is giving you here today another chance to come to Him.
神今天给你再一个机会来到他面前。
Every time you hear the gospel preached is another opportunity for you to come to Him.
每一次你听到所传给你的福音的时候, 就是再次到他面前的一个机会。
Don't believe in vain.
不要空信。
Romans 1:16 says, the power of God unto salvation is to those who believe.
罗马书一章十六节告诉我们说, 神的大能在于相信。
So hold firmly to the gospel.
所以要抓住福音。
But what is the gospel?
那么福音是什么?
I still haven't defined it. We're about two-thirds through the message here, and I still haven't defined what the gospel is.
我已经讲了三分之二的信息, 现在还没有定义, 还没有给出福音的定义。
What is it that is preached, believed, received, stood in?
所传的福音, 所接受的, 所信的, 所站立的福音。
What is this message that if we embrace it will save us?
我们所接受这个, 拯救我们的福音。
Paul defines it for us. Look at verse 3.
保罗在第三章就告诉我们说,
For I delivered to you of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, was buried, and He was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and He appeared to Cephas and then the 12.
我当日所领受又传给你们的第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了并且埋葬了又照圣经所说第三天复活了并且显给基法看然后显给十二使徒看。
He says these things are of first importance.
他说这是第一重要的。
These matters of Christ's death for sinners, that is, and then His literal bodily resurrection on the third day,
这里面讲到基督为我们罪死了并且第三天他的身体复活了。
Is the foundational truth of the gospel that all believers must believe.
是福音的根基是每一个信徒必须相信的。
Now, Paul is not saying here that you merely need to believe the historical details of Christ's death and resurrection.
保罗在里也不是说你只是需要相信耶稣基督的死和复活在历史上的这些细节。
It's not merely giving a mental assent to the facts of the death and resurrection of Christ that saves us.
也不仅仅是我们的思想想法里面能够知道这些事。
But it is a laying of your trust in that work of Christ.
乃是呢，将你自己完全的信托在耶稣基督的死而复活。
So it's important that you understand what Christ did.
所以呢，非常重要的是我们要知道基督做了什么。
In His death and resurrection.
在他的死和复活这件事上。
So let's look at this here. First it says, Christ died for our sins.
首先讲到基督为我们的罪死。
Turn to Romans chapter 5.
我们看罗马书第五章。
Christ died for our sins. That's the central tenet of our faith.
基督为我们罪死, 这是我们信心的一个核心。
And I want to show you this in Romans chapter 5, verse 6 and verse 8. Romans 5:6. For while we were still weak, at the right time Christ died for the ungodly.
因为我们还软弱的时候, 基督就按所定的日期为罪人死。
And then in verse 8 it says, But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
So Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners.
耶稣基督来到世界为要拯救罪人。
To give His life as a ransom for many.
让他的生命成为众人的挽回祭。
This is language of substitution.
这是讲到他代替我们。
Christ died as our substitute.
基督代替我们死。
Romans chapter 6 says the wages of sin is death.
罗马书第六章说，死的工，罪的工价乃是死。
But Christ never sinned.
基督从来没有犯罪。
So then why did He die?
他为什么死呢？
Why did Christ bear the wage of sin?
为什么基督担当罪的工价？
Which is death if He never sinned.
就是这个代价就是死，但是他从来没有犯过罪。
Well, the answer is here that He died for the ungodly.
答案就是他为罪人死。
He died for us.
为我们死。
Which tells us that we are ungodly.
告诉我们说我们是不敬虔的。
That there is a this sin causes a problem.
是罪使我们出了问题。
Between God and man, and this is the problem.
在神和人之间的问题是因为有了罪。
That God is just.
神是公义的。
And because we sin, there must be a penalty for sin.
因为我们有罪，所以我们要为罪而付代价。
And that penalty is.
这个 刑罚就是,
that one day you will go into the ground and there will be a tombstone with your name on it.
就是有一天我们要进入坟墓，并且呢，在这坟墓上要有一块我们名字的碑。
But Jesus came into the world
但是基督来到这个世界,
to take on flesh
成为肉身,
to die the death that we deserve.
为我们的罪死,
in our place, condemned, He stood.
他来代替我们承受刑罚。
He satisfied the penalty that our debt incurred once and for all.
是因着我们，他替我们担当了我们应当负的罪奖，而且一次就成就。And
this is very personal and it is very specific.
这是非常非常个人化的，是非常非常具体的。
A lot of people say, "Of course, I believe Jesus died for sin."
很多人说，我当然相信基督为罪而死。But
do you know that He died for your sin?
但是你是否知道他是为你的罪死?
Christ came with a positive purpose to save His people from their sins.
耶稣基督来是要拯救他的子民从罪中得到释放。
He didn't die to just be an example for us.
他不单单，他不是来死了成为我们一个榜样。
He died as your substitute if you believe in Him.
他来是来代替你死，如果你相信他的话。
Now that requires that we understand the fact that we need a Savior.
这样呢，就告诉我们说，我们需要一个救主。
If you don't know the impact that your personal sin has on separating you from God,
如果你不知道因为你的罪使你与神分离的话,
or that your personal sin had in putting Christ on the cross,
使你的罪让基督被钉在十字架上,
then you don't really understand the gospel.
你就不明白福音。
This is why we need to preach sin.
这就是为什么我们传福音要讲到罪。
Because apart from sin, Christ's death means nothing.
如果没有罪的话, 基督的死就没有意义。
If I fail to see myself as a lawbreaker,
如果我没有看到我是一个破坏了神律法的人,
how will I ever know I need a Savior?
我怎么知道我需要一个救主?
And there might be some here and say, well, I lived a moral life and I'm a good person.
也许你会听到我是一个有道德的人，我是一个好人。
You might not realize that you need a Savior.
你也许不知道你需要一个救主。
Because you too have broken the law of God.
因为你也违背了神的律法。
God's perfect standard of righteousness
神公义的完全要求
requires absolute obedience.
需要完全的顺服。
And if you have not loved God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength,
如果你没有尽心尽力尽意爱主你的神,
if you have not loved your neighbor as yourself,
如果你没有爱人如己,
if you have not honored your mother and father,
如果你没有孝敬父母,
if you have hated people and therefore murdered them in your heart,
如果你恨了人, 因此在心里杀了人,
if you have lusted and therefore committed adultery in the heart,
如果你在心里面有淫念,
if you have lied,
如果你撒谎,
if you have coveted things that belong to someone else,
如果呢,你贪恋别人的财产,
that reveals
就表明,
that your bad record comes from a bad heart.
说明呢,你这些啊,恶劣的记录其实是来自你的内心,
and that you are deserving of death.
所以呢,你就当死,
as the just wage of your sin.
乃是成为呢,你罪的工价。
See, if I understand that, then I can embrace Christ.
如果我相信这一点的话，我就可以相信耶稣基督。
Because I know I can't save myself.
我知道我不能救自己。
And I could say Christ died for my sin.
我可以说基督为我的罪死。
Christ died for our sins.
基督为我们的罪死。
In accordance with the Scriptures.
按照圣经。
The Old Testament, time and time again, reveals to us that Christ would be the Lamb who would be slain.
旧约一次一次向我们表明，基督要成为那个被杀的羔羊。
We see this in Isaiah 53. All we like sheep have gone astray, but God laid on Him the iniquity of us all.
我们在以赛亚书五十三章也看到说，他说他为我们，我们都如羊走迷，偏行己路，但是他为我们啊，他为我们的。我们个人偏行己路，但是他为我们担当了我们的罪。
In the Old Testament, God had ordained the death of a spotless lamb to release Israel from bondage in the Passover.
在旧约里面，神也在逾越节的时候让无瑕疵的羔羊使以色列人得到拯救。
He set up this whole sacrificial system.
他建立了整个这个赎啊献祭的系统。
And included a day of atonement.
也包括赎罪日。
Indeed, Christ died in accordance with the Scriptures.
实实在在的，基督照着圣经所说的死了。
With the Old Testament Scriptures.
按照旧约的圣经。
Then it says he was buried.
然后又说到埋葬。
Why is it important that Christ was buried?
耶稣基督埋葬了这件事为什么很重要？
Well, the burial confirms his death.
因为这个埋葬就告诉我们说他确实的死了。
And the burial also confirms the fact that Christ's body truly died.
就讲到耶稣基督的身体确实的死了。
Which makes his resurrection a miracle.
这样呢，他的复活就成为一个神迹。
It wasn't just that he expired on the cross and was raised and it was kind of resuscitated in the grave.
不是说呢，他的身体被钉在十字架上，在坟墓里面呢，他又醒过来。
But the burial proves that he died.
这个埋葬证明他死了
，which ultimately points to the reality of his physical resurrection.
最终呢，乃是告诉我们说，他的身体确实复活了。
And that's why Paul is emphasizing here. He says he died for our sins. He was buried, and then it says he was raised on the third day.
所以保罗在这里面强调，他死了，他复活了，并且他埋葬了，并且复活了。
It's believed by many that this text in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 was an early creed in the church.
有很多人相信呢，这里面讲到的啊，《哥林多前书》第十五章是早期教会他们的啊，他们所一同相信、他们所信的经文。
That so the importance of him being raised on the third day.
那么他第三天复活的重要性。
Reminds us of the fact that that's when the empty tomb was discovered.
就提醒我们说，那个空坟墓所表明的。
And then it also says he appeared to Cephas and then the 12.
也讲到说呢，他向基法和十二个使徒显明。
And that's to show us the objective reality of the resurrection.
告诉我们说耶稣基督复活的客观的证实。
So we have Christ's atoning death. This is so far what we have in the gospel. Christ's atoning death.
我们现在讲到的福音首先是基督他救赎的死。
His confirming burial.
他确实埋葬了。
And his bodily resurrection, which was attested to by witnesses.
他身体的复活，并且呢，是那些见证人他们所见证的。
Okay, that is preaching the gospel, not telling someone God loves you and has a plan for your life.
这是福音，不是直接讲说神爱你，有一个计划。
But saying, did you know that Jesus Christ came to die for sinners?
乃是说你是否知道耶稣基督来为罪人死
？That he was put in a tomb,
被埋葬了。
And he was raised on the third day.
并且第三天复活了。
Then you have preached the gospel.
这就是传福音。
These are the matters that Paul says are of first importance in the gospel. This is what we're called to preach, brothers and sisters.
这是保罗所说在福音当中第一要紧的，这是弟兄姐妹我们所要传的。
It is this message that will save souls.
是这样的信息能够拯救人的灵魂。
It is this message that will bring revival to Newark.
是这样的信息能够使诺克这个地方复兴起来。
It's not man's ideas and man's plans for church growth.
这不是呢，为了教会的增长的人的想法、人的计划。
But it is a simple, basic gospel message.
是一个简单的福音的基本的事实。
That needs to ring forth from pulpits.
需要呢，我们所传的。
For revival to come.
使呢能够使教会能够复兴。
The simple problem solution.
一个简单的问题和答案。
God and man separated, Christ comes and our response.
神和人分离了，基督来了，我们如何回应？
It is that simple message.
这是不是一个简单的信息呢？
That once preached again,
如果我们在传这个信息的话，
will bring the kingdom of God into men's hearts.
将神的国就带到人的心里。
And change lives.
改变人的生命。
And change churches.
改变教会。
That message and that message alone, brothers and sisters.
就是这个信息，仅仅是这个信息。
Do you believe that message?
你是否相信这个信息？
Have you embraced that message?
你是否拥抱这个信息？
Do you know that that's the only message that will save you on Judgment Day?
你是否知道这个是在审判那日能够使你得救的唯一的信息？
If so, then what is your response?
如果这样的话，你回应是什么？
Jesus said, "Take up your cross and follow me."
基督说，背起你的十字架来跟随我。
If you have trusted the message of the gospel, then take up your cross and follow Christ.
你是否相信这个福音的信息而背起十字架来跟随基督？
Finally, I want to consider four brief points of application, very briefly, as we close.
在我结束之前呢，我想要非常简单的讲到四点。
The first is
第一点。
That 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is written to the church.
就是哥林多前书第15章是写给教会的。
Meaning that this is a passage to strengthen your faith as believers.
这是呢，来对于我们这些信徒来讲，这节经文是来增强我们的信心。
Many people try to take 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and try to convince unbelievers about the resurrection.
很多人呢用这一章经节呢，试图呢让不信的人让他们能够相信。
But chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians is here to strengthen your trust in the resurrection as believers.
这一章呢，乃是让信增强了信徒的信心。
This is not to convince the atheist about the resurrection, but to solidify your faith in the resurrection.
这不是呢，让不信的人来说服他们。来相信福音，乃是呢用来让我们的信心更加坚固。
The second point of application is to preach the gospel.
第二点呢是讲到说我们要传福音。
Preach the gospel to unbelievers. That's what the unbeliever needs.
向不信的人传福音，这是他们所需要的。
Preach the gospel to unbelievers.
向不信的人传福音。
And preach the gospel to believers.
也要向信的人传福音。
See, a lot of times we think, well, the gospel is just for the unbeliever.
很多时候我们以为福音只是为着不信的。
But, my friend in Christ, you need the gospel every day.
但是在基督里我的朋友，我们每天都需要福音。
You need not only to preach the gospel to others, but to preach the gospel to yourself.
你不单单需要向别人传福音，你也需要向自己传福音。
Every time that you sin,
每次你犯罪的时候
，Remind yourself of the fact that Christ died for sin and that He was buried and that He rose on the third day.
要提醒你自己说，基督为罪死了，埋葬了，并且又复活了。
And that the hope of my resurrection is ultimately based in His resurrection.
我复活的盼望在于他的复活。
So preach the gospel.
要传福音。
Thirdly,
第三点。
Proclaim the resurrection in your preaching of the gospel.
在你传福音的时候，要宣告复活。
Many times we'll talk about Jesus and how he died for sin.
很多时候我们讲到基督怎样为罪死。
And obviously that is important.
当然是重要的。
But if we just leave it there,
但是如果我们停在那里
and leave Christ in the grave,
让基督在坟墓里
and don't preach the resurrection,
不宣讲他复活
then we're left with a lifeless Christ and a lifeless faith.
那么我们缺少耶稣基督，我们就缺少这个信心。
And if there's no resurrection, then our faith is in vain.
如果基督没有复活，我们信的是枉然。
So proclaim the resurrection.
要宣告复活。
As one who is absolutely convinced of the resurrection.
要我们完全的相信复活。
Don't hesitate to preach the resurrection.
不要犹豫，要宣告复活。
Don't cave in to the intellectuals of this world.
不要像这些这个世界上有智慧的人投
降。Maybe some of your coworkers, maybe some of you are in the medical field or in the science field or in fields of research.
也许呢是你的同事，也许呢是学医的，是啊搞科学的。
And you feel like if you speak of the resurrection of the dead, that you might be mocked.
如果你向他们宣传复活的时候，人家会笑你。
Don't worry about it.
不需要担心。
Preach the resurrection.
要宣告复活。
As one who is convinced of the resurrection.
你要真正的完全相信复活。
And if you are in Christ and you're not sure about the resurrection,
如果你在基督里面你不能确定复活了。
Keep reading 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
你就一直读哥林多前书第十五章。
And ask God to give you the faith to believe it.
求神给你相信的信心。
And then lastly,
最后。
In your preaching of the gospel of the resurrection,
当你传复活的福音的时候
focus on the end that Scripture tells us, the ultimate end of all who believe.
将你的重点讲到我们最终要复活这一点上。
See, we all like to talk about eternal life.
我们都喜欢讲永生。
But we have this view of eternal life as this, when we die,Our spirit's going to float out of us and just kind of float around on a cloud forever and ever.
那我们好像都是讲，当有一天我们死的时候，我们的灵要离开这个身体而永远的存在。
And sometimes we present the gospel like that, like, well, when you die, your spirit is going to leave your body and you're going to be with God and forever and ever you're going to float around on a cloud.
我们传福音的时候常常也是这样，有一天我们死了，我们的灵魂会出来，永远呢与神同在。
That is not the scripture, that is ancient Greek philosophy.
这不是圣经，这是呢古希腊的哲学。
So what I mean is this,
我要说的呢
when you preach the resurrection,
当我们传扬复活的时候
preach the resurrection of the body,That is, this body will rise one day.
我们要讲的是这个身体的复活，有一天这个身体要复活。
Although that we might go into the ground, ultimately we will be raised in new bodies.
虽然我们这个身体会进入坟墓，但是有一天我们要这个身体要复活。
This is thrilling.
这个实在太令人震惊兴奋。
The fact that you will have a body just like Jesus did in his resurrection.
当你想到你将来有一天要像耶稣基督复活的那样的身体。
You will be able to touch, you will be able to handle.
能够摸你，能够抓住你。
You, brothers and sisters, you will be able to eat.
弟兄姐妹，你还能够吃。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're going to have a glorified body.
你有一个这个荣耀的身体。
That you will be able to embrace your loved ones.
你能够拥抱你所爱的人。
This is the thing that thrilled Job.
这就是呢，让约伯他能够非常非常的兴奋。
With all the trouble that Job had in his life.
约伯一生许许多的苦难。
In the end, he knew, he confessed.
但他最终他承认说。
That in my flesh, he said, I shall see God.
他说我要在肉身中得以见神。
You are going to have eyes to behold the Lord Jesus Christ.
你复活之后你会有眼睛能够看到耶稣基督。
You are going to have arms to embrace him.
你有你的双臂可以拥抱他。
You are going to have knees to bow before him.
你的膝盖可以向他下跪。
That is the resurrection that the scripture talks about.
这是经文里面圣经告诉我们的复活。
And that is something to be thrilled about.
这是让我们感到兴奋的。
So rejoice, brothers and sisters, for he is risen.
弟兄姐妹，我们要因着他复活了，我们要喜乐。
And because he is risen, you
too
will one day rise.
有一天我们也要复活。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray.Father, we thank you for the glorious truth of the gospel.
父啊，我们为着荣耀的福音，主，我们感谢你。
that was once delivered to the saints.
就是我们啊。
We thank you, O God, that you have sent Jesus Christ into the world to die for our sins.
神，我们感谢你，你差遣耶稣基督到世上为我们的罪死。
We thank you, O God, for enabling us to believe that truth.
我们也感谢你，让我们能够相信这个真理。
For revealing to us that we are indeed sinners in need of a Savior.
让我们知道我们是罪人，我们需要一个救主。
And Father, we thank you that the grave could not hold him.
父，我们感谢你，坟墓不能拘禁他。
That because of his perfectly righteous life,
因为他的啊完全的生活
，death had no sting.
死亡的毒钩不能抓住他。
On the body of our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们耶稣基督他的身体。
So that on the third day you raised him from the dead.
所以第三天你让他从死里复活。
And we thank you, O God.
神，我们都感谢你。
That as we trust in this wonderful truth,
我们相信这样的真理。
That we too will be raised with him.
我们能要跟他一同复活。
That not one who you have given to Christ,
你把耶稣基督给我们。
Will not be raised on the last day.
每一个人末日都要复活。
And Father, I would pray,
父啊，我向你祈求。
That if there's anyone here that does not believe that message, is not trusting in the gospel message.
在我们当中，如果还有没有相信这个福音的信息的。
That today would be the day of salvation for them.
今天就是他们得救的日子。
And Father, we ask this for your glory's sake.
主啊，我们奉你，为你的荣耀，主我们祈求。
In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
奉耶稣基督我们主的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. Amen.